Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you, and you know what that means. It's church tonight. We're looking forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Always just what we need right in the middle of the week. And so I hope you'll be in your place. If you have a church, you be there, you be faithful. Go expecting a blessing and go to be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And thank God for the midweek service. Three to thrive, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. And we look forward to a good midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Now, I want to share something with you today that I don't like to talk about. In fact, I call it my least favorite subject to preach on. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 43, Jesus speaking. And he says, "If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. If thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched." I don't enjoy preaching on hell. It goes against my grain. I don't like it. But I'm not a preacher to preach what I like. I have to preach what God says. I have to preach what's in His Word. And so I have to preach on the subject of eternal retribution, or this place called hell. I do believe that if we could grasp the reality of hell, we would live differently. I believe if we could grasp the reality of hell, it would change our priorities. Billy Sunday said a man won't be in hell 5 seconds till he believes in one. Sam Jones says the legitimate end of a Christ-rejecting life is a devil's hell. The great Joe Henry Hankins said if a Christian could go to hell for 1 minute, they would turn the world upside down. Jesus spoke in the Bible. Jesus spoke of heaven 24 times, but he spoke of hell 56 times. Specifically, the word hell is mentioned 24 times in the New Testament, and 22 of those times it is mentioned by Jesus Christ. He told us the road to hell is broad and well-traveled. But I'll be honest, and maybe you'll be honest today, and say, when's the last time you heard a sermon just on hell? What is hell? Let's talk a little bit about it today. Hell is a place, first of all, it's constant punishment. Constant punishment. Immediately upon death, the Bible says, we're absent from the body, and the believer is present with the Lord. But the moment upon death, the unbeliever is immediately in hell. Not in the grave. Not asleep, but hell. Not in purgatory, but in hell. Not in nirvana, but in hell. Where there is weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. The Bible speaks of this here in Mark, but also in Matthew chapter 13. You know, and I got to thinking about that gnashing of teeth. Did you know there's only two reasons people gnash their teeth? Now, not grind their teeth, gnash their teeth. Number one is extreme fear. You say, well, what would be the extreme fear? My friend, you're in hell, and you're constantly dropping. You're constantly falling. Hell is referred to as the bottomless pit. And then you think about the people that are there. Demons, murderers, killers, Nero, Hitler. All the men who murdered millions in their lifetime. You have reason to be fearful, my friend. And we gnash our teeth when we're extremely fearful. We gnash our teeth when we're extremely angry. Why are people angry in hell? Well, I think they're angry, first of all, just because they're in hell. And secondly, they're angry at themselves for rejecting the gospel. I believe they'll be angry at preachers and teachers and pastors and leaders and professors who never told them about heaven or how to avoid hell or told them lies about how they would go to heaven and it wasn't from the Bible. There'll be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Outside of Jerusalem, there's a garbage dump that's constantly burning. It was called Gehenna. In the Old Testament, under King Manasseh, they built a false god named Molech there. He was called the Iron God. And they would heat him up with a big fire on the inside. His arms were outstretched. People gave Molech their firstborn into those hands. And you would hear the screams and the cries, and you would smell the burning flesh as the heat would go up through that iron and burn those children. And listen, I don't know that there's any pain like the pain of a burn. Oh, my friend, that's the way it's going to be in hell. You're going to hear the cries. You're going to hear the torments. You're going to hear the gnashing of the teeth and the wailing. But, my friend, there's no escape. What's hell like? It's a place of constant punishment. Number two, it's a place of total darkness. Literal darkness, like the plague in Egypt when the Bible says you could not even see your hand in front of your face. Can you imagine? I remember hearing a story of a man who was burned badly, and when he finally came to, he was in the burn unit of the hospital, and of course, no lights were on. It was very dark. But laying there in the darkness as he finally came to gain consciousness, he said, all I could hear was the moans and the screams of those in pain. And I thought, this must be what hell will be like. Absolute darkness, and yet people crying out in pain and in torment. It's a place of total darkness. And it's a place of unquenchable fire. The Bible calls it everlasting fire. You say, well, you'll just burn up and it'll be over. Oh, no. No. You don't. The fire's never quenched, but you never burn up. In fact, I remember hearing a fellow talk about he had an arm that had been amputated, and yet he'd say, every now and then, that arm just really hurts. I said, but it's not there. He goes, no. And sometimes it'll itch, and I want to itch my elbow or my wrist, but it's not there. Well, he said, they call that phantom pain. Phantom pain. In other words, it's not there, but it still hurts. It's not there, but it still itches. And I think that's the way it'll be in hell. Oh, my friend, it'll burn up, but you're still going to feel it. It's still going to, and there's no way to relieve it. Oh, how good it feels when there's an itch and you get to itch it. Or how good it feels when there's a pain and you get to move and relieve it. There's no relief, my friend. Unquenchable fire. Number four, what's hell like? It's a place where the past is never forgotten. There's over 1,000 suicides a day in the United States. There's one every minute worldwide. Why? Guilt. Guilt. The guilt builds, and whether it's finances or sin or crimes or whatever it may be, it builds up until they're so discouraged they take their life. The Bible says it's where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. That worm is the memory, the conscience of people eating away at them. Doctors tell us the frontal lobe is the conscious awareness of a person. The back part of the brain is the mental filing system. What goes into the awareness gets filed into the filing system. So you may not have instant recall of it, but you will remember it. The Bible says in heaven that he'll wipe away all tears from our eyes. He takes away the filing system and gives us a clean slate. But in hell, it won't be that way. You'll think about every time you heard the gospel and said no. You'll think about every time you heard the broadcast on the radio and said no. You'll think about every invitation that someone gave you to receive Christ and you said no. Pilate will remember, I've had nothing to do with that just man. Agrippa will remember, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. It's a place where the past is never forgotten. And it's a place where hope is never mentioned. In hell, there's no hope. In prison, we go to prisons. Prisoners are looking for judicial release, an early appeal, if you will, to get out. And they have hope that they'll get out. That's hope. But in hell, there's no hope. In Luke 16, when he gives that story, the rich man who died and in hell he lift up his eyes, notice his first request was for water, and his second request was that someone would go warn his brothers not to come to that place of torment. One thing he didn't ask for was, get me out of here. Why? There's no exit. No hope. No way out. Oh, if we could have hell open up this morning, we would hear people crying to us. Crying out, keep people out of hell. Go, talk to my family. Talk to my loved ones. Don't let them come to this place of torment. They'd be crying out, don't let people believe what they want to believe. Don't let hell be your final destination. Oh, my friend, people in hell believe in confrontational soul winning. He said, send somebody to my Father's house. I have five brethren. Warn them not to come to this place of torment. They believe in aggressive giving of the gospel. A preacher worked in a glass manufacturer. And he stood before the opening of a huge furnace. One of those huge furnaces that they molded the glass. And he said, I'm staring at the seething flames and I'm kind of hypnotized by them. And I said to myself, oh, what will hell be like? He didn't know, but a co-worker had walked up behind him and he heard him utter the words. The next week, he was surprised to see that co-worker was in church. And when the invitation was given, he came forward to be saved. And he asked him, what brought you to church today? He said, you know something? Every time I passed that furnace, I thought of the words that you said, what will hell be like? And he said, I don't want to find out what hell will be like. Oh, my friend, you don't either. You don't either. Can I tell you, that's why Jesus came? That's why Jesus came and suffered on the cross for you? He took our punishment. He was crucified on our behalf. He suffered our hell for us. That's why there was darkness from the third hour to the night, or the noon hour to the third hour. That 3 hours of darkness there that afternoon on the cross. That's why without Christ, there's no hope. God turned his back on his son and Jesus said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? He died for us. We all deserve hell. We all deserve because we've sinned against God. But when you believe Jesus paid the debt and you trust him as your Savior, he'll forgive your sin and give you the gift of eternal life. Oh, my friend, Jesus took your place. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. The fire of God's judgment fell on Jesus Christ. But once you trust him as your Savior, you're in Christ. And you're safe forever. Because Jesus took the punishment for you. If you've never called on the Lord Jesus and asked him to save you, oh, I beg you to do it today. You don't ever want to experience what hell will be like. Trust the Lord as your Savior today. Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I look forward to seeing some of you in the service this evening. Others, let's meet back tomorrow for our broadcast on the radio. All right, have a good Wednesday, everyone, and until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.